It is 7 months since the Bush administration offered to restart talks with North Korea, and there's still no response from Pyongyang. President Bush suspended the dialogue when he took office, saying he wanted to review U.S. policy toward the regime of Kim Jong-il. That decision clearly offended the North Koreans, and the peace process on the Korean Peninsula stalled. Now, as NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports, the Bush administration seems disinclined to offer the North new incentives to break the impasse.
Last spring, President Bush made it clear he wanted to backpedal in missile negotiations with North Korea, begun during the Clinton administration. President Bush expressed skepticism about North Korea's compliance with any agreement. After a review of U.S. policy, the administration then announced it was ready to resume talks, anywhere, anytime. North Korea has not accepted. South Korean President Kim Dae-jung, who won the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts toward reconciliation with the North, has encouraged the U.S. to give Pyongyang a face-saving way back to the table. But administration officials who ask not to be identified say Washington is prepared to wait. Douglas Paul, president of the Asia-Pacific Policy Center in Washington, D.C., says that's a reasonable position because the starving North Koreans desperately need the United States.
They're the people who depend entirely on international assistance. They are the ones who have got to persuade the world they're not a source of terrorism and threat and weapons of mass destruction. I think the U.S. can stay in the posture of waiting for the North Koreans to make up their mind for some time. The U.S. position is quite strong in that respect.
North Korea has a history of gaining diplomatic advantage by stirring up trouble when it feels it's been sidelined. But Douglas Paul says that tactic would backfire today, given the attitude of the Bush administration.
They're not eager to feed the work style of North Korea to threaten in order to get rewarded. That's happened too often in the past. The new administration during the campaign and subsequently has shown no interest in rewarding that kind of behavior. I believe that's been fairly effectively communicated to the North.
But other analysts say the current standoff is dangerous to U.S. interests. A Senate aide, who asked not to be identified, says that while the U.S. waits, North Korea continues to earn hard currency in the only way it knows how, by selling ballistic missile technology to countries such as Iran. He says the administration claims it's willing to resume a dialogue, but the White House keeps issuing statements to the effect that North Korea can't be trusted, poisoning the climate for talks. The Senate aide says the Bush White House is convinced that North Korea safely can be ignored or quarantined until the regime collapses. Peter Hayes is head of the Nautilus Institute, which studies security and energy issues on the Korean Peninsula. He says the administration underestimates the North Koreans.
They have endured more than a decade since the end of the Cold War, when the collapsists argued North Korea would collapse in 1992. As we know, when 1995 rolled around, they're still there. They revised their estimates to the year 2000. In the year 2000, they are continuing to say that North Korea will collapse. And as former Defense Secretary Perry put it in his report to former President Clinton, we have to deal with the North Koreans as they are, not as we would wish them to be.
Hayes says the 37,000 American troops on the heavily armed Korean Peninsula are another argument for U.S. action to break the impasse. But he says it will require presidential leadership.
The North Koreans are sitting on their hands at the moment because they don't have a negotiating partner in Washington. And if Washington wants to negotiate with North Korea, then it needs to do the things that will indicate that it's really serious.
Hayes notes that during the Clinton administration, North Korea dealt directly with the Secretary of State. The Bush administration has named a mid-level State Department envoy, Jack Pritchard, as the point of contact. Hayes says the administration needs to appoint a high-level emissary with direct access to the president. Otherwise,
Kim Jong-il will correctly figure out that the American side isn't really interested in engaging whatever is said in public.
President Bush is due to visit the Korean Peninsula next month. The trip to Seoul had been scheduled for last fall, but was postponed because of September 11th. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.